Each word one can imagine the slow, painful, the peril patient feverishness
which overcomes the writer all along.
And after each word, there is still the danger of stopping too soon,
the first word
of leaving a gap,
a
void, something unsaid. The danger of having established an arbitrary line, of having set a limit to what cannot, must,
as each new word calls into play another,
but also as
each new set of words offers thousands of new possibilities, and in multiplying themselves draw nearer to excess.
One more word, and it's too much. It's too late. Everything is lost. Think of the madness of sketching all these possible words, the desire and the need to add more, the excitement of chance, but also think of the cool restraint, the control, the necessary calculation, the extreme reserve, and the cunning that this game without return presupposes. Irrational balance. Between this madness and this caution, each word must be written, set down, as though it were the last one, the last gasp. And the one word that happens to have no successor can only be the last for one, for only one moment. But it is this last moment, however, neither more nor less ultimate than the others, which carries the game to its highest point of intensity. For it is this last moment that the writer has chosen at his own risk and peril to cancel his story, to turn away from it and let the battle unfold in front of us in its uninterrupted glory. But then appears before us on the shattered white space the people drawn by the black words from the beginning, flattened and disseminated on the white surface of the paper inside the black ink blood.